You would need a Rosetta Stone that compares the writing system of the unknown language to the writing system of a known language. But there is no such stone for the mind and the brain, and therefore no such comparison is possible. As a result, the mentalistic terminology that describes these processes remains absolutely essential to a satisfactory account of the relationship between brain dynamics and human behavior. No one has ever seen a thought or a feeling, yet they exert a tremendous impact on our lives. Moreover, according to the PTH, conscious and unconscious mental processes are automatically translated into neural processes at the various levels of brain organization, biophysical, molecular, chemical, neural networks. In turn, the resulting neural processes are further translated into processes and events in other physiological systems, such as the immune or endocrine system. Psychoneuroimmunology, PNI, is the scientific discipline that investigates the relationships between the mind, the brain, and the immune system. Neuroscientist Candace Pert calls the communication between the mind, the brain, and the other physiological systems the psychosomatic network. A correct understanding of the psychoneural translation mechanics can shed light on the way that mental processes affect the brain and body, for good or ill. Metaphorically, we can say that mentalese, the language of the mind, is translated into neuronese, the language of the brain. For example, fearful thoughts increase the secretion of adrenaline, but happy thoughts increase the secretion of endorphins. This informational transduction mechanism represents a paramount achievement of evolution that allows mental processes to casually influence the functioning and plasticity of the brain. It is somewhat like writing our spoken words down in a symbol system that can be read by others at a distance. One illustration of the mind-brain translation is a neuroimaging study by our group in which we measured changes in regional brain serotonin, 5-HT, during self-induced states of sadness and happiness in professional actors. When people are asked to recall and relive an emotionally charged autobiographical event, they tend to activate the same brain areas as they would activate during an actual event. One valuable outcome is that neuroscientists can study intense emotions through recollections.